I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I was actually thinking about safety from a downtown perspective in a different way last week because I had baseball tickets and my daughter and our neighbor Amanda, they were here at the station. Some of you might remember this on Tuesday, and then we zipped over. Luckily, in that particular case, I had a parking pass, which I don't always have. Now, I probably, you know, in past years, and I will not do this probably ever again, but I would walk because I'm cheap. I'd walk from where we are here at 14th and Olive to Busch Stadium. It's really only like a 10-minute walk, but it's not safe. And I do not conceal and carry. Maybe I shouldn't mention that. I've thought about it. Certainly in that particular situation, I wish I would, but I would not be allowed in the stadium with a weapon. I do have pepper spray that I have with me sometimes as well. But what's interesting is more and more people are concealing and carrying, or at least carrying. And John Lott is back with us this afternoon with some stats that are very interesting when it comes to crime and how, you know, more people who are legally carrying guns might have an effect on that. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John Lott, welcome back. How are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
So what are we finding here, John, that we are having an effect? We got a lot of people, and maybe even I'm finding that I get a lot of women that inquire and are very interested in conceal and carry for safety reasons. So what does your new research show you here?
Right. Well, for the last 15 years or so, we've been looking at the number of people who have concealed carry permits. But as with Missouri and 28 other states, a lot of them have, in the last few years in particular, moved to constitutional carry, where it's not even necessary for people to have a permit. In fact, you have about 34% of the U.S. population just since 2021 has been covered by these constitutional carry laws. And so what we've started to do over the last few years is to have a survey just to find out, you know, because we just can't look at the number of permits to see who's able to carry, just to try to get an idea of who's carrying. And what we find is that just in the last couple of years, there's been about a 5 percentage point increase in the rate that general election voters are carrying. Now, it's kind of amazing to me, but you find that about almost 30% of general election voters are carrying at least some of the time. About 13.2% are carrying either all the time or most of the time. You have another 16.6%, which are carrying at least sometimes or rarely. And when you kind of get into the numbers, there's a lot of interesting differences there. You find, for example, that Blacks and Hispanics are disproportionately carrying frequently. Blacks make about 11% of the general election voters, but they make up over 15% of those who carry all or most of the time. Hispanics also make about 16% of general election voters, but they make up over 18% of those who carry all or most of the time. You also see, if you break it down by the political views of the people, one of the things that I found most amazing was that, while as a whole, Democrats don't carry too often, if you look at very liberal individuals, they carry at the highest rate most of the time. And that the second group are the people who are very conservative. And it's kind of everybody in the middle carries at lower rates. So I was kind of surprised to see that those who classify themselves as very liberal are the ones who are carrying at the highest rate.
Why would that? What would the reason for that be? That is fascinating.
I don't know. That's something we haven't gone into, but you're not the first one to wonder about that.
So
I wish the earlier surveys we had broken it down like that, because it'd be just interesting to see whether this is just something, you know, the Trump era, whether something like that has changed.
So then how does...
And you mentioned women earlier.
Yeah.
What we found is that women were virtually as likely as men to carry most or all the time, which I found interesting. And I think this is important because if my research convinces me of anything, it's the most vulnerable people in society, basically poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas and people who are relatively weaker physically, like women, who benefit the most from having the options to be able to go and protect themselves. One of the things that we saw was that women in constitutional carry states are actually carrying at significantly higher rates relative to men than they are in the right to carry states. And, you know, that one of the benefits of constitutional carry is that if a woman starts being stalked or threatened, if you have to go through a permitting process, it could take 60 days or 90 days, and some places in the country even take a year to go through the process. A woman may not be able to wait even 60 days to be able to go and get the permit to be able to go and carry. She may need to do so for protection.
You know what's interesting here is when you dig into this, you also find, because John, you know, I've been around these debates for a long time, as you have, with conceal and carry. Right. We used to have permitting here, but the complaint that was always made by the left is this is going to turn it into the Wild West. I'm like, what are you talking about? The people that are legally owning firearms, they're not shooting one another. I go hunting every year with tens of thousands of people. We have rifles in the woods. We don't shoot each other. But are you actually finding, with the evidence of more people carrying, that violent crime rates are going down, and you think there's a correlation?
Yeah, no, we've put together data over many years. You find that as the percentage of the population with concealed carry permits goes up, you see greater drops in violent crime. And as states adopt constitutional carry laws, you see even bigger drops that occur in violent crime. And one of the things that's important also is who's able to carry when you move to constitutional carry. And neighboring Illinois, I'll just give an example. If you compare Illinois and Indiana, in Illinois, about 4% of the adult population has a concealed carry permit. In Indiana, it's 23%.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Why the difference between those two? Well, in Illinois, it costs about $450 to go through the whole process to go and get a concealed carry permit. In Indiana, it's literally zero to be able to do it. They don't even charge you for the background check. And the thing is, it's not just the number of people who get permits, but also the composition of people who get permits. In Illinois, it's basically wealthy, well-to-do individuals who live in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. Now, you can have 100% of people in an area where there's zero crime or low crime carrying. You're not going to have much of an impact on crime. You need to have it so that the very people who are the most likely victims of violent crime are the ones who are going to be able to go and defend themselves. In Indiana, not only do you have 23% of the adult population with a concealed carry permit, but what you find is that it's very heavy and heavily minority, low-income zip codes. That's where the crime was occurring before, and that's where you need to have people to be able to go and defend themselves. And what you find is that when you've moved to constitutional carry, you see a lot more relatively poor people, a lot more people who have who are minorities who are able to go and carry. Because, you know, even if it's $80 or $100 to go and get a permit, you know, unlike all the costs that you have in Illinois that's there, you know, that can stop some people from being able to go and legally carry when they have to get a permit to do so.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was the price point there. John Lott is with us this afternoon. One of the people that you quote in the study is a guy from the University of Georgia who researches crime. David Mustard is his name. And another guy, the county sheriff, Gordon Smith of Georgia, and he goes, look, the data is clear. The vast majority of concealed carriers are among our most responsible residents, not the problem, which is exactly the opposite of what the, you know, complaints of always been in fighting conceal and carry, which is interesting. Well, I mean, it's not interesting to me or you because we kind of knew that, right?
Right. No, I mean, this is something we've known for a long time. When you look at concealed carry permit holders, you can see the rate that they lose their permits. They can see the rate that they're convicted of crimes, and you can compare it to other groups. So, for example, concealed carry permit holders are convicted of firearms-related crimes at 1/12 the rate that police officers are convicted of firearms related crimes. And police are very rarely convicted of firearms related crimes, only about 1/20 the rate of the general population. So, and you know, those firearm related crimes for permit holders include things like accidentally carrying a gun into a gun free zone. And
right.
Stuff. So it's
right.
Not necessarily even, you know, kind of, you know, something bad happened with it. So, you know, it's really amazing the low rate that they have any types of problems.
John Lott, who is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Always great to have you back, John. Thanks for joining me on this Monday.
Well, thanks for being there.
All right. Take care. I'm going to take a break here because I'm like it's against a break. But I do want to talk about something. And I was unaware of this until I came in this afternoon. But there is a Sky Zone where, you know, the kids have fun. And my daughter goes there all the time in Shrewsbury. And last night there was essentially, I don't want to say riot, but there was maybe a mini riot with hundreds of kids that showed up for an event that was to honor 6-7 because it's 6-7 day. 6-7 is something that the kids say. They don't say it quite as much as they did 6 months ago because that's when I had to ban it in my home and my daughter was saying it that much. But the details of this thing in Shrewsbury are more than a little troubling. I'll have them next.
Get more at 971talk.com. As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N-X.com, an Autodesk company.